Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Without a final agreement on key foreign aid or a deal to fund the government longer term, Congress is entering a two-week recess. Lawmakers are slated to return to Capitol Hill February 28th, just 2 days before the March 1st deadline, to fund certain government agencies while the rest must be funded by March 8th. Congress also leaves while it's in the middle of working out the details of competing multi-billion dollar foreign aid proposals out of the House and Senate. California continues to get drenched by atmospheric river storms. This week, Governor Gavin Newsom is activating the state's Emergency Operations Center. Cal OES spokesman Brian Ferguson.
Along the central coast and down into Los Angeles County, we're worried about flash flooding and land movement, and that's largely associated with the ground being just so saturated with water from the series of storms.
There should also be a major snow melt in the coming days from a series of storms. Donald Trump is drawing parallels between the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and his own legal challenges in the United States.
In a Truth Social post, the former president expressed that Navalny's passing has heightened his awareness of events in the U.S. He criticized radical left politicians, prosecutors, and judges, accusing them of steering the nation toward destruction. I'm John Schaefer.
The jury continues deliberations in the civil corruption trial involving Wayne LaPierre, the former CEO of the National Rifle Association. The trial's happening in a New York City courtroom. LaPierre's charged for allegedly misusing donated funds to the NRA. His attorney is calling the trial a political witch hunt. It was a rather anticlimactic ending for the Daytona 500 Monday. Driver Will Byron of the number 24 car took the checkered flag under slow speed. A crash happened just as drivers were headed in the last lap of the race, triggering a caution. Byron was determined to have been at the front of the pack when the crash occurred. This is USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
In politics, there's a much-anticipated speech coming from Republican White House hopeful Nikki Haley. As she struggles to gain traction in pre-election polling, she'd planned on delivering the address from her home state of South Carolina. As recently as Monday on Fox News, Haley sounded as determined as ever to stay in the race against frontrunner and former president Donald Trump.
Recently, a poll came out, this should shock everybody, that 58% of Gen Zers are not planning on voting in this election. And the only reason people don't vote is when they think no one's listening. And that's a problem.
In a ranking of America's greatest presidents, President Biden is placed at 14th already. According to the 2024 Presidential Greatness Project expert survey involving experts in presidential politics, Abraham Lincoln is hailed as the nation's top president.
I feel like he has the most interesting story, like what he did, like the Emancipation Proclamation. He's got the look, you know, like he's probably easily the most identifiable president.
On the list, Biden surpasses President Ronald Reagan, but falls behind. behind President Barack Obama, who holds the seventh spot. Former President Jimmy Carter has been under hospice care for a year. During this time in hospice care at his residence in Georgia, the former president marked his 99th birthday, received accolades for his legacy, and mourned the loss of his wife, Rosalyn, last year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we got James Herson. That's right, the one and only. No baloney, I'm telling you. New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how we doing, buddy?
Hey, we're doing well. How are you?
Hey, post-Super Bowl, I mean, all things considered, interesting, James. I think this is probably, that I'm aware of, maybe you can correct me, but I think it's the first time we ever had two quarterbacks in a Super Bowl game that were men of God.
You know, I'm sure it's happened before just because of the nature of sport, particularly the nature of football. Because there's so many people who express their religion, but maybe it hasn't happened this way. Because both of them are very outspoken about their faith.
Right.
I mean, one of the first things Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, did in his post-game interview is say these words: "I'm giving glory to God."
Exactly.
First of all, I mean, that's pretty amazing. These two guys couldn't be more different. You know. In the sense of their playing, their status in the game. Brock Purdy, the quarterback of the 49ers, is the lowest drafted individual to start the Super Bowl. I mean, Kurt Warner was a walk-on.
Right.
This guy was in the draft. He was drafted last. 262.
I know.
And they called him Mr. Irrelevant. And he was third string. He managed to get a gig third string on the team. And as Providence would have it, the two starting quarterbacks, you know, the first string, second string, both got injured. This guy, Brock Purdy, goes in there. He's from a lower division school, Iowa State in Ames, Iowa. And a nice school, nice people. But, you know, normally they're not the people that end up at the NFL.
Exactly.
And he lights it up. He lights it up in the 2022 season. And last season, he just played. And you could tell anybody who saw that game, he's so talented. It's really amazing. It shows how really feeble the scouting is in the NFL, but because they missed this guy.
Because they don't know how to measure. They don't know how to measure spirit or heart, James. And
well,
you get something
right.
Like that, right? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I mean, it was a very good game, very close game, of course, going into overtime. And they changed the overtime rules. There's a piece out saying that the 49ers, maybe even the coach, was unaware of the rule changes that were implemented. You know, it used to be sudden death overtime.
Right.
But now they've created this kind of complex scenario where it's not sudden death. It's kind of like another quarter of football.
Exactly.
But in any case, that both of these guys, even though they're from opposite sides, one went from obscurity to fame. That's Brock Purdy, Patrick Mahomes has now, you know, joined. I mean, he is universally acclaimed as the best quarterback in football. Yeah. He started.
He's the new GOAT now, right?
Right, he's the GOAT, and he's not even 30, which is really amazing. Mm. So, you know, all of that. I mean, I've been boycotting football because of all the wokeness that crept in, but it seems like the league realized how much they were losing and, you know, just how important football is. It's a part of our American tradition, and mm-hmm. Super Bowl Sunday is kind of like a holiday. The only thing we had to do was hold, you know, obviously I wasn't at the Super Bowl, but a group of us are watching. Someone had to have the remote to make sure that they blacked out the TV whenever the camera went to that obscure singer who happens to be a girlfriend of the tight end of a Kansas.
But they only went to her about four or five times. I mean, because she had warned them, James. I don't know if you were aware of this, but she had warned the network supposedly that she was going to let them, you know, cut to her like four or five times. But any more than that, then she was going to send them an invoice.
You know, her new nickname is Yoko.
Yes.
You know, yeah. He calls it. But in any case. It's very refreshing. Both of these guys, and her boyfriend got kind of in trouble on the internet. It went viral because he acted very inappropriately to the coach, Andy Reid. And Andy Reid is such a nice man, such a sweet, kind of person that mm-hmm. he downplayed it. And by the way, Andy Reid is a man of faith. Now, he got married and went into the LDS. He converted and became a Mormon. Mm-hmm. You know, for his marriage, but he's outspoken about his faith as well.
Exactly.
The kicker for the 49ers is mm-hmm. a very devout Catholic Christian, former altar boy. So, you know, I think there's something about football as a metaphor for life mm-hmm. that leads people involved in that sport to be more open to faith, to the importance of religion. We even have a recent Supreme Court case in the last term where a coach was in the Supreme Court for his right to pray before games. Mm-hmm. So religion and sports kind of go together. It's kind of like there's no atheists in a foxhole.
Well, exactly. James, you got these 300-pound humongous individuals coming at you full speed, you know, and these quarterbacks, yeah, I mean, they might be 220. I mean, probably barely maybe 225. Not like Mahomes. Mahomes is a little bit bigger, but still, that hurts. That creates a lot of bruises.
There's no doubt. And when somebody like Purdy that goes from obscurity to mm-hmm. celebrity,
yes.
There are so many temptations, so many bad roads to go down that he didn't. And mm-hmm. and he's outspoken about it. His priority, what keeps him grounded, what keeps him from the toxic part of fame, is his faith. And it's going to keep him because, you know, it's very hard for a young man like that, for the whole team,
exactly.
To come so close. And
yes.
then
it's going to be a tough offseason, no doubt about it. But as you said, Purdy, one of his go-to verses, Psalm 23, James. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know, it's just to hear this young man speak and speak of his faith. Mahomes the same way. In fact, it was interesting. We were talking, Dr. Paul Kengore, we were asking, you know, I said, well, it was interesting because I haven't seen lately because Disney, you know, has kind of been out of the picture. You know, the typical deal that you see is the commercial of Patrick Mahomes, you just won the Super Bowl. Where are you going next? And, you know, we're going to Disneyland. And I didn't see that. But then today I did see it. So I guess they're back.
Well,
I guess it's back. But I wish you would, you know, I thought, well, you know, it'd be cool. Brock Purdy, you just lost the Super Bowl. Where are you going? Well, I'm going to heaven. You know, it's like that matters a lot more than the Super Bowl. I the things of this world matter so less, but I'm waiting for that kind of response, you know, and I thought that might be a capper.
Well, like I mentioned to you in a previous show, that was Jim Harbaugh, coach of a team that won the equivalent of the Super Bowl at the college level.
We got to go to quick break. We'll pick it up. More from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Mozambique has faced extreme turmoil throughout its history. As a result of this turbulence, many people of Mozambique are searching for stability and substance, but they often don't know where to look. In 2021, the Tide Ministry began working in the region to point people to Christ and is seeing an incredible response. Young churches are often led by pastors who are illiterate and have very few resources. Some don't even have a Bible. For many, our radio broadcasts are their only access to Scripture and solid biblical teaching. Our boots on the ground have even been contacted by a regional penitentiary and asked to put together a weekly Bible lesson for the inmates. Please pray for the ongoing success of our outreach in Mozambique. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Night 18 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst. James, just to kind of punctuate this whole Super Bowl, I think for those that watched it, the millions that watched it, you know, in the comfort of their home and not having to get a second mortgage, I mean, James, the suites, did you hear? The suites were like, just a suite rental for that one day, $2.5 million suite rental.
Yeah,
and tickets. Well, I guess tickets were, you know, $1,500, $2,000. I mean, $2,500 without blinking an eye if you just wanted to be in the stadium, and then pay what, 3-4 times you would normally pay for a beer or a hot dog and that sort of thing. But you could be at home and have all these nice charcuterie boards, special Super Bowl charcuterie boards, eat to your heart's delight, have all the chips and dips you want and refreshments, and you didn't have to break the bank and feel like you were spending your children's inheritance in the process.
Yeah. Well, that's Bidenomics, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, exactly. That's what, oh, but it's working so well.
Yeah. I heard like the average price. I heard two different numbers. I heard it was $9,000 average. So you're saying just to get in the door, maybe it was $5,000, and that, wow. Then I heard it was like $12,000 for a ticket. You know, just and that's probably nosebleed seats. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that box took, golly, $2.5 million.
And James, you'd appreciate this as a media analyst. I was surprised. We were having a conversation with some radio folk, before the Super Bowl, and I had estimated. I said, well, knowing how the prices jumped up for the cost of the 30-second ad, you know, I'm thinking maybe $3-4 million. And everybody looked at me like, oh, you're nuts. And everyone, $7 million for 30 seconds. Of TV time, a TV commercial on the Super Bowl. So I had really underestimated, and those people that mocked me for my underestimation, I'm calling them back and mocking them and saying, hey, try $7 million a shot, bucko.
Yeah, no, I can confirm that because I read a very reputable report. RFK Jr. had one of the ads, and he paid his it was his pack, his super pack paid $7 million. It was an ad, kind of a throwback to the Kennedy era.
Exactly.
AFK.
Yeah, Kennedy. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, right. It's going to be interesting. And you know, of course, the Super Bowl. It's become a tradition that a prominent politician, usually the President of the United States, does a little interview before the Super Bowl. And lo and behold, Joe Biden. Passed on doing the interview.
He didn't show up. How do you let go all those millions of people that you could make an impression on and just say, no, I'd rather not, or, you know, I can't remember, or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that Trump would have shown up, but they wouldn't extend an invitation to him.
Right.
But it is amazing. And, of course, The Taylor Swift presence has been politicized. Mm-hmm. The social media has been used by both Donald Trump and Joe Biden to comment on Taylor Swift. Donald Trump put up social media posts saying, hey, when I was in office, we passed the Music Modernization Act, which helped revenue for songwriters.
Exactly.
So Taylor Swift did better on my watch. She'd be really it'd be a big mistake for her to endorse Joe Biden. Meanwhile, Joe Biden all of a sudden joins TikTok. Of course, he belongs on a CCP-owned platform, but he joins TikTok and he puts up a video making fun of Republicans for their conspiracy theories about Taylor Swift. You know, as if Taylor Swift is already, I mean, she put her foot in this puddle of politics.
Exactly.
when it was a couple months ago when she took a stand on the issue of life. Mm-hmm. and people just anticipate, especially since her and her boyfriend both appear to embrace left-wing ideology. They're all expecting her to, but, and so on the social media, a lot of the left-wing trolls were saying, hey, it's going to be fun to watch the right getting melting down and getting upset over Taylor Swift. And all the right to look, all people on the right do is look away and ignore her.
They're not paying attention. Imagine that. Well, and the thing is interesting with Taylor Swift, as you mentioned, James, which is, similar to, blacks in America. Here they've disdained, they've had such disdain for, conservative policy and Republicans and that sort of thing. And then, they start talking about how history matters and go, well, look at history. See who's done more damage to black people, including abortion. It has consistently been the Democratic Party. In recent time, you look at how much Donald Trump helped black America, Hispanics, just all Americans in general. And it was Donald Trump's policies. And that's why you've got such a huge number of Hispanics rallying to Trump. You've got black America going to Trump because after all these years, including a black president that basically gave them bupkis, it just gave them more Planned Parenthood to kill their babies. And after everything was all said and done, what benefit did it serve black America when you had a black president? Then you get the orange man, this gazillionaire that's not supposed to have any compassion for everyday Americans, and he's the one that's delivering the goods for all America. But he's the bad guy somehow, right? And then you got, Taylor Swift making the statements, everything, because it's all kosher to talk about and be mean-spirited toward Trump. And then Trump reminds her, hey, look at you can thank me because I'm the one who helped you make all of this additional money that heretofore you wouldn't have had it not been for the passage of that act that supported, the people that make the music. So, I mean, that's huge, James.
No, it is huge. In the urban community, in the minority community, communities of working people, people that traditionally were Democrats, they're starting to get it. They're even starting to understand something more complex, that if the government prints money and sends that money to Ukraine, that is going to increase our grocery bill, our gas bill. That's going to make our lives more miserable. But, it's great for Zelensky and company, but it's not
exactly
good for America. And then the urban community also realizes, hey, wait a minute. This open border, it's taking away jobs from us. It's taking away resources. And look at how these people who are coming here illegally are being treated. Wow. They're being given the red carpet treatment and all kinds of goodies that our community never had. So it's really, it's amazing. The hip hop community, in the black community, it's like there's never been, it's a phenomenon. And it's going to be very interesting to watch.
Well, the woke community is starting to awaken. Who would have figured? Minute and a half left here. Your read on the man who has ruled too senile to stand trial, still okay to run the country, huh?
Yeah, this is from the special prosecutor, Hur, H-U-R, not
Ben
Hur.
Robert Hur. Not to be
Robert
confused
Hur
with Ben Hur, but might as well be, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, now all of a sudden the entire Democratic Party has turned on him. They say, well, it's some sort of hit job. This guy used Comey-like language. It was very similar to the language that let Hillary Clinton off. And he happened to throw in it. I mean, it's very obvious. It wasn't a hit job. It was a let him out of jail job. Because he said, essentially, he willfully took classified information, and he did this when he did not have the presidential privilege to do so or to declassify documents, which is completely different than Donald Trump. He's not mentally competent to stand trial, but he's mentally competent to have the nuclear code. It's absurd. Yeah.
Somehow we're supposed to, that's supposed to give us peace, James. Go figure. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor right here. Thank you, James. Take care. Be well, my friend.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
USA News Update. California continues to get drenched by atmospheric river storms. This week, Governor Gavin Newsom is activating the state's Emergency Operations Center. Cal OES spokesman Brian Ferguson.
Along the central coast and down into Los Angeles County, we're worried about flash flooding and land movement, and that's largely associated with the ground being just so saturated with water.
There should also be a major snow melt in the coming days from a series of storms. The CEO of rideshare company Lyft, David Risher, is thanking the Taylor Swift Eras Tour for boosting his company's bottom line in recent months. Throughout the Eras Tour and wherever it stopped, traffic in and out of stadiums and hotels was up significantly, he says, anywhere from 25% to 60%. Additionally, Risher said his drivers usually got 3 times the tips from Swifties who ordered Lyft rides during the tour dates. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
With you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got my good friend, former quarterback and ministry leader, the one and only Jeff Kemp, joining us now. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy? What, are you there? Okay, now you're
here. Yeah,
okay.
I'm here. I'm doing well.
We just had to connect the cords there. It's okay. Hey, I wanted to talk to you. We touched on this last week a little bit. You know, the ad during the Super Bowl, He Gets Us. You know, $7 million for 30 seconds of airtime. And, of course, we got the numbers, something like 124 million people tuned in to watch, you know, the Super Bowl last week. I mean, that is a lot of eyeballs there. And, you know, people of faith were a little, I guess, off balance with the He Gets Us ad because the way it was presented. I guess maybe they wanted something a little bit more hard line. I kind of looked at it as the, you know, in the spirit of the book of Philippians, it doesn't matter who or how, but that they're even talking about Jesus, that's a good thing, you know. What was your read on that?
Well, big picture, think of this. There are some philanthropic families who I'm sure give money to their churches and to evangelism and poverty and, you know, addressing human needs. But they also give a lot of money so that a message about Jesus could reach primetime TV and the most watched show possible. So, A, thank you for that.
Yes.
That they want to do that. B, I think their target is not those of us who go to church regularly and read our Bible regularly. I think it's those of us in our country who are kind of turned off to church, mm-hmm. who maybe haven't read the Bible, who do not have biblical knowledge from their upbringing, who've had a bad experience, perhaps, with Christianity, the religion part, you know? Mm-hmm. And the Bible says to be wise in the way you act with outsiders, to mm-hmm. be winsome. And I think that they're doing is they're trying to get people's attention to the epicenter of examine who Jesus is. Mm-hmm. And if they can get people to say, okay, I'll look at him afresh. He cares for us. He gets us. He's not political. He's all about heart and care and love and compassion. Well, if that gets their interest, they start asking questions about God and about Jesus being God, and they maybe turn to the Bible, that's going to be a win. But what are you going to accomplish in a 30-second ad anyway? You're not going to, you know, preach the gospel and save everyone or solve all the theological issues. Mm-hmm. So I'm okay, you know, and I'm sure that there are nuances that we could each critique to say, oh, it could be done better for this group or that group. But I don't think that's really our main goal, is to be critics as much as to say it's an imperfect world. If someone's trying to do something good, let's thank them for it, give them credit for it, and just hold ourselves accountable to mm-hmm. be as theologically sound as we can be versus picking on others.
Right. Well, I think that, you know, for just a moment, as you say, taking the 30,000 view perspective of this, the woman that was going to be stoned, you know, for committing adultery, you know, Jesus addressed that issue in truth and love. And, you know, you're not getting, you know, in terms of he gets us, Jesus got her. And you read that in the Word of God, and it's pretty powerful. And so whether you're dealing with that or you're dealing with the issue of transgenderism and other things that were confusing in Jesus's time, because there's nothing new here. I mean, there's not a whole lot different, you know, when you think about it, right?
There's nothing new under the sun. Right. I like what you said about Jesus gets us. He got the woman whose life had led her to adultery and mm-hmm. Unfaithful sexual activity. And in that day, the men were going to stone her. Interestingly, the men might have been the very ones who had slept with her and been unfaithful in their own marriage.
Yes.
But Jesus not only got her, and in the sense of his compassion was so significant, mm-hmm. He said, who condemned you? And they all left. You know, she said, no one. He said, neither do I. And then he said, now go and sin no more.
Exactly.
He basically, he let her come to her, him. He accepted her. He valued her. He was saying, my forgiveness is full. Now you can be free to not keep living in your carnal needs from sin. So he got her and he changed her. But he didn't change her first. He loved her first. Now, as with the others, he got those men, too. He said, hey, can you guys live a perfect life? And if you never sin? If that's the case, then go ahead. You can throw the first judgmental stone.
Right.
And, of course, the Bible says from the oldest to the youngest, they started to file away.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jesus got them by calling them to their conscience that none of them are perfect before God.
Exactly.
And in essence, he said, hey, there's a higher standard, and you're not meeting it either. You're welcome to come to me, and I can forgive you. But for them, he said, go and condemn no more. He gets us all.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the thing, you know, and I like the way you put that, Jeff, is that he got her, he got them, and it's up for them. You know, once you're gotten by Jesus, so I can put it in those terms, what are you going to do with that? And here she is, obviously. I mean, you hear the story of her and you sense that there was, you know, this offer of redemption. She accepted it. And I believe she went out to do, you know, the best she could do. She was changed. There was no way from that moment forward that she was going to be the same. She was definitely going to be different. The opportunity for those other guys that were picking up the stones, same thing, same invitation. We don't hear about them
We hope and pray maybe that they were gotten in such a way that they said, okay, you know, you're right. And this is where we are today in today's world, is that, you know, this isn't about, you know, this is about eternity. You know, I was just reading a story about Pastor Jack Hibbs out in Chino Hills. He was invited to offer a prayer in Congress at the Senate. And, oh, my goodness, man, there's like 20, couple dozen, you know, Democratic senators. Just, it upset their sensitivity, right? I don't know if you heard the story or not, but it's quite revealing. And what Pastor Jack was revealing to them was the love of God and saying, hey, look at, you know, if you really want to fix this country, we got to fix souls here. We got to deal with the heart issue of where we are, right? And in that message is the power of God to do. Only God can do that, Jeff, as you and I know. And, you know, and here it is. You had that opportunity, yes, the same way like the guys that picked up the stones. But, you know, a couple dozen senators decided to pick up stones.
Well, you know, I remember the story is so much like this that we can swing right around to looking at ourselves, is the story of the prodigal son and the judgmental older son who was mad that his brother was forgiven by the lavishly loving father. And Jesus forgave the younger son and said, come back. And you can be my son again now that you've humbled yourself and returned to me. And the older son wouldn't come into the party and wouldn't be happy with his father and wouldn't accept his brother and wouldn't forgive his brother the way the father did. And the story isn't finished when Jesus tells it in Luke 15. We don't know if the brother ever turned around and humbled himself. Like, did those men that left the woman that they were about to stone, did they humble themselves and start to look at their own sin instead of judge others? But the question and the application for Jeff and for Bill and for all our listeners is, am I going to be like the woman who receives God's love, or am I going to be like the judge older brother who was sent to the stone who's trying to judge others that you don't measure up? I think Jesus calls us to receive his love, and that'll change us. Our loving others will change them, and our country needs that. We need souls to change. We need relationship with God.
Amen.
And that comes through humility.
And here we are for a time such as this, Jeff. How can people be in touch with you? We have 15 seconds left. Go ahead.
JeffKempTeam.com, and there's a new book on this love of God. Receive the way of Jesus for men. JeffKempTeam.com.
Thank you, Jeff. God bless, buddy. Take care.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581.
800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Samantha Mal, the Good News Girl, is going to be joining us. She's got some great stories as part of her weekly Sam's Corner report, and she joins us now. Hey, Sam, how you doing? I know you're there. Maybe she's there. Oh, there you are. Okay. We just had to, you know, get the right button connected with you. How you doing?
Oh, okay. I was like, I'm here.
Yeah, she's here. Hey, I'm doing terrific. Hey, good to have you on to talk about these great stories. This first one is about a mother's love. It sparks a miracle. I mean, this is, you know, and we hear this from time to time. I mean, the power of a mother's love or parent, you know, could be a father, but in this case, a mother. A daughter was in a coma for 5 years. And, wow, this is, I mean, just hearing the headline is enough to bring you to tears here, Sam.
It really is. So this daughter, she was driving to drop off her kids to school 5 years ago. She's on the phone with her husband, and she starts to say, you know, I feel lightheaded. And next thing he knows, the phone cuts off, and she's crashed into a pole.
Oh, wow.
And, she, you know, because of her injuries, they have to put her in an induced coma. And for 5 years, she doesn't come out of it. You know, on day, like, two or three, her mom's talking about it. And they were already saying, you know, that she needs to take her off life support. And so Peggy is her mom, Jennifer's the daughter. And Peggy's just like, she keeps saying every time they ask for the next few years, like, we're just, like, just not today. We're not doing it today. And she would go in every day and talk to her daughter and hold her hand and tell her what was going on with her son. Just kind of treating her like she's still awake, like she's still in there. And she's like, I just had to believe she's still in there. And then finally, one day, 5 years later, she says something kind of funny. She's taking her daughter on a walk. I mean, she was still doing all these different things while her daughter's in the car. She's taking her daughter on a walk and says something funny, and she realizes her daughter's laughing. She's laughing at the joke.
Oh, my God.
And that's how she realized she's awake. Isn't that, like, a great way? Isn't that a great way to see her waking up? Like, she's not just awake. She's laughing. So she'd been sitting there holding her hand every day, like, squeeze my hand, you know, just squeeze my hand for a minute. And she never would. And then all these years later, she She's laughing.
She was just waiting for the right joke, Mom. Hey, Mom, yeah. You know, we weren't very funny for 5 years. Suddenly you got funny, and, you know, I decided to participate, right?
That's right.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
So, she wakes up, and, you know, now she's been going through different kinds of therapy. Obviously, she had a long way to go. Even once she woke up, she had to, like, learn to talk and write. And, you know, they're hoping one day she'll learn to walk, too. But... Mm-hmm. She was in there the whole time, and, you know, she can answer
unbelievable,
like, yes,
Sam. So I assume that she's in a wheelchair and she's walking her outside and talking and everything. And next thing you know, she's realizing her daughter is laughing. Can you imagine when she brings her back into the facility and her daughter is aware of what's going on?
I cannot imagine. The way you hear her mom talk about it, you know, I listened to the interview and it's just, she's like, I just had to believe, you know, every once in a while people would make me doubt myself, but she's like, I just believe she was in there the whole time and just had it in my heart. And, you know,
would not
she's
let
like,
go.
I lift it up to God. Yeah.
Would not let she go. That's so awesome.
I'm sorry.
Can you imagine, Sam, the people, the personnel, the doctors, everybody, all the people going, hey, look, you just got to pull the plug on this girl. You know, we've been doing this. And, I mean, for 5 years, I mean, we're not talking 5 weeks here. 5 years of going through this, and the mother's faith and love carried her through to the other side to bring her back. This is unbelievable. Wow, what a story.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you were like, when you listen to her mom, you're just like, what an amazing parent. You know, she would like come do a pedicure on her daughter's feet, and she'd like wash her hair and just take care of her the whole time, just be loving and good to her. And, you know, if she really could hear what was going on, that had to make all the difference in the world and how comforted she was. So what a great mom. What a great story.
Yeah,
I love it.
And you imagine, you know, having 5 years of your life, you know, put in pause. You know, she had a son, right?
Yes.
Right? Was it a
three
son?
Three sons,
5 years older. They've been growing up, and I assume they've been coming around looking at mom, you know, and when they could and all that. But still, now here they are on the other side. Well, God bless her. I mean, God bless her mom and the family. We just pray that, you know, God's in the restoring business. And I mean, this is just nothing short of a miracle. I mean, it's an absolute miracle. And you love stories like this. This is, you know, sometimes for, you know, those of us that are dealing with tough things, you know, we were just talking about being in the valley of the shadow of death. You know, when you're there and it just is all dark and you lose all hope. And then you hear stories of this, who somebody is, you know, hanging in there for this length of time. You know, you kind of feel like it's kind of like what Helen Keller said. You know, she used to feel bad when she couldn't, you know, buy a new pair of shoes until she saw somebody without feet. Somebody always has it worse off than we do. And I get it. I mean, look, it's our pain. It's our moment of time. It's our moment in the valley of shadow of death. And but things like this are really encouraging and help you realize that, you know, sometimes when you can get out of yourself and it's not all about you, it makes it easier, somewhat easier, you know, to deal with these challenging times. And wow, what a great story. This next one is about a first grader who was crying on pajama day. You don't cry on pajama day, do you? I thought that there was just something wrong about that. You know, there's no crying in baseball. There's no crying on pajama day. But in this particular case, we got this first grader who's crying on pajama day. And God bless the bus driver who had enough compassion to, you know, come to help this first grader, right?
That's right. So this is in Louisville, Kentucky. Larry Ferris Jr., he's a bus driver. He's been doing it for 7 years. And one of his students that he picks up on his route, his name is Levi, and he's in first grade, and he's always up waving when he sees him, you know. Larry was talking about every time he'd see Levi, Levi'd be up, and he'd be waving and so excited just to see him. And on pajama day of all days, like you said, Levi just kind of was sitting there with his little head down. And so, of course, right away, Larry's like, okay, what's going on with, like, the sweet boy? Mm-hmm. And it turned out he didn't have any pajamas for pajama day, so he wasn't going to be participating. And so you know, of course, Larry's like, this is, and he takes him to school and he's thinking about it afterwards. And he's just like, I just, this is too easy for me to fix it, to not fix it. Mm-hmm. So he goes down the road to Dollar General and he gets several pairs of pajamas to choose from. And he comes back to the principal's office and calls Levi in and gives him, you know, gets him all dressed in pajamas. And Levi was talking about it. And he's just like, I was crying happy tears. And it's,
oh my
gosh. You know, sometimes life presents opportunities where you could help somebody. Like, you have the power to change
right.
somebody's day.
Yeah, and it's not like you, it's not like you have to give them $1 million or anything like that, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. You don't have to be, like, a doctor. You don't have to be wealthy. You don't have to be any of these things to just change somebody's day. And really, I'm sure he'll remember this for the rest of his life, and it'll change how he feels. Because,
are
you
kidding,
you know,
are you kidding me? I mean, everybody, the principal, you know, because you love to see, you know, things like that. When there's a demonstration that somebody cares, another
yeah.
humanoid going through this journey of life, as we say, Sam, and to extend yeah. some kindness. I mean, that's really special. And speaking of which, you've got student athletes. They gift over 100 scooters to elementary students on Valentine's Day. How's that, huh?
That's right. So in Orland Park, Illinois, and this is Fenway Park Elementary School on Valentine's Day last week. There's a group called Buddy's Helpers. This is a group of athletes that just go around. It was actually a national, like, giving week last week. But, you know, it was like you were supposed to do something kind. So Buddy's Helpers had raised money and gotten things together to do something kind for this group of, so this is high school athletes doing something kind for elementary students. And they kind of start off the whole show, you know, they did a new segment on it, and they start off with four elementary school students up front getting a scooter, and everybody's just sitting there, all the other, you know, the 100 other students are sitting there watching.
Right.
Kind of like, okay, you know, like, we're happy for them. We're just being quiet and good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not about me. I'm not getting a scooter after all, right?
Yeah, that's right. So then,
until...
like, okay, it's like they do a live reveal on the news, and they're like, actually, we have something else to tell you guys about. And they draw back this huge curtain, and they reveal scooters.
Here's all the scooters.
For all 102 kids, yeah. So
oh, my God. That's is
they
that awesome?
Run in right then. Yeah, so it was like,
so
they, like, this
so they went
the
they went totally right. Oprah on these kids, huh? Everybody got a scooter. How cool. I
you
love it.
You get a scooter, you get a scooter. And they all got to scoot right then, which was pretty amazing. They just, you just, it kind of just goes wild. This group of students just run up, and they were going to let them scoot around the gym for a little bit. And, you know, I'm sure they'll remember that for the rest of their life, too. I can't imagine coming home from school with a scooter. My mom would just...
how many kids have a story like that to tell? And again, generosity going a long way. That's awesome. This final story is about a 6-year-old saves his mother's life during a medical emergency, huh? Wow. Don't
that's
underestimate
right.
the intellect and power of a 6-year-old.
That's right. So Quinn, with her 39-year-old mother, her mother starts to pass out. Turned out she had a grand mal seizure. Quinn takes her little brother, runs across the street, gets help for the neighbor, and saves her mom's life. It was... it's pretty amazing that a 6-year-old could have maintained that kind of composure. And she had never even left her house before by herself. But she grabs them
really?
And takes them by the hand. And that's right. She gets them safely there. They had to go to several neighbors' houses looking for help until they found it. And she didn't give up. And her mom is now okay because they were able to get her help. And I'm so impressed with her composure. Like, making
wow.
sure her mother's okay, too.
Yeah. Exactly. You gotta love these kids, I'm telling you. Samantha Mal.
Easy to see.
Thank you, Sam.
We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day.
Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jim.